B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Brad, everybody. Good morning, Brad.
Morning. Thank you so much for taking my call today. I really appreciate it.
I'm going to say it's an unusual morning court case. First time we've had one. But you emailed us. You got questions. Hopefully we'll get some answers. So tell us what's going on, Brad.
Oh, man. Now that I hear it's already abnormal, I'm nervous.
I don't know.
I've been dating a new girl for about 6 months now. I really like her and everything, but I don't know how to even say it. She's been wearing the same bra now for 2 weeks straight. Is that normal for most women? I'm not even sure. I don't know if it's a matter of hygiene. Is it abnormal behavior? I don't know. Is it gross? Like, am I wrong? Like, I don't know.
LBF, feel free.
Oh, really? I'm going to be the bra expert in this scenario?
Well, if the bra fits.
I mean, usually, and I'm just saying this, usually you put a bra in rotation. You might not wash it, but like at least you don't wear it every single day. And mostly because of like the elasticity. I mean, you're talking like these things work hard.
You're talking about the bra's elasticity.
Elasticity. Yes, Bob.
Okay, I just want to make sure because we don't want everything to be elastic.
Listen.
Right?
Oh, I'm just talking about the bra itself.
Yeah. Brett, or speaking of elasticity, boy, it's just a fun word to say. How would you describe her? I'll leave it at that. Her body type.
I mean, she's curvy. She definitely, she's in the D's, she wants the bra.
Solid D.
A D.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a horse of a different color.
That is a horse of a different color. That's a bra of a different color. Yeah, that's a workhorse.
Solid D. Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't think it's gross.
Mm.
I mean, unless she's like working out in it.
Yeah,
now, I don't work out. So.
Well, let me ask you this, Brad. Everything else, I'm not asking you to judge your girlfriend, but hygienically, are we all good normally?
Yeah, like she bathes, if that's what you're asking.
She's a bather.
I think that would be why you're calling if it was that. No. But otherwise,
right, like she changes her other clothes. Okay. It's just like, I'll be like, oh, like, it doesn't like, I'm not going to be like, they don't smell bad. I'm not like smelling all of her clothes or anything, but she doesn't like stink. Like,
right.
No.
Okay. But I'm like, hey, you going to change that? And she just gives me like a weird look. And I'm like, okay, never mind.
It might be her favorite bra, too, because everybody has a favorite bra.
This is it. You know what? For us, Brian and
you guys, the thing is, you're like, every day is a new bra with the girlfriend. It's going to be so fun. A pink one, a blue one, a black one, a white one. No. Usually it's just, you know, like this is the utility bra.
Oh.
It's tan.
Exactly. It's tan.
Old Faithful, huh?
Yep. Old Faithful is right.
Okay.
Every woman has one.
All right. So, Brad, you've kind of broached it in a way, and she kind of just kind of fluffed it off. So, and we don't want you to keep harping on her, right?
I think so. I mean, I could be wrong. I need to know what the listeners think, because I want to know if there's somebody out there who wears the same bra every day.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, Brad, stay tuned. Could be a good one for you. You might turn out all good. Or not.
Thank you.
Morning Court's in session, 888-410-1057. You heard LBF's question.
Thank you.
Okay, 888-410-1057. You don't think it's that big a deal? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
She's just wearing it, like, you know, and not working out in it, and it's just the bra, the go-to bra, I don't think it's a huge deal, but then again...
Okay.
You know,
2 weeks seems like a long time, but what do I know?
I mean, if my boyfriend was concerned about it, or I'd be like, I guess I'd make an effort.
All right, we're getting some calls. 888-410-1057. Brad, stay tuned. Maybe she's not a rich girl, right?
Yeah, but bra's like nothing at TJ's.
Yeah. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF. And Brian, Morning Court is in session today. So Brad called He's a young guy. He's seeing a woman for 6 months who wears the same bra every day for over 2 weeks. So he just wants to know, like Seinfeld would say, what's the deal with that? Kind of like that.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, okay. Emily, what would you like to tell Brad about that situation?
Well, I mean, I'm a bigger size myself, so I understand the issue of finding one that you really like.
Mm-hmm.
So, me, I have the favorite one, and I wear it for, you know, a few days at a time, and I interchange it with a sports bra, whatever, depending on what you're doing, but I don't think it's a big problem to be wearing it for a few days at a time and then, you know, change it with something else.
A true confession. I've been married almost 26 years, and I wouldn't know. What? You know? Could how you? Long?
Not, really?
Yeah. I don't,
you have a little, like, you know, oh, that really, that bra again?
No, never. I mean, it wouldn't even occur to me.
Wow.
You know, but he's young, and maybe he's being very...
You're evolved, Bob.
I thank you, LPF. Finally acknowledging...
Paying attention to it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Uh-huh. Why do I care? Emily, that's a good point. Yeah. Thank you, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Let's say hi to, is it, I don't even want to pronounce your name. I'm afraid I might say it wrong. Who's this?
It's Nana.
Nana. Okay, Nana.
All right. What do we get?
What do you say?
I agree with Emily. Me being a big girl myself, mm-hmm. I only have one bra that fits me perfectly that, does the work that it needs to do. Mm-hmm. So with bigger girls, it's harder to find bras our size. Not only are they expensive, but, you know, you got to find the right brand. So
it's like a star employee.
you got to find the right brand, and it takes a while. And, as long as she's not washing it, then I think it's fine.
Well, look, does it pass the smell test?
That's what, that's
right?
It.
Right? Does it pass the smell
it's
test?
It's true.
Yep.
That's all.
I mean, let's all be honest.
Yep.
Let's be gross. Go ahead, Nana. Okay. Thank you. I think we lost her there, but it's a valid point. You know, the guys are learning here.
Is that there's really just one bra you have that you love.
The workhorse.
It's true. We're monogamous, really.
Valerie, what do you say?
Hi. I agree with everybody as well. It is hard to find a bra that really fits. But could it be possible that she finally found a style, a brand that fits well, and she just bought multiple ones of the same bra? Because I've done that before.
I think that's mystery might be the we solved it.
I think what he needs to do is get a Sharpie and very secretly mark the bra.
Yes!
What?
There you go.
What?
And then see. I mean, that's good.
I think we need to do some research on
this. Marker.
That's Hardy Boy stuff.
Right. Valerie,
would you...
I've done that before. It's hard. Once you find something you really like, I have bought the same exact bra and style and brand, and I bought them in multiple colors. But if she's
and does
a
your
team,
husband or significant
color selection.
Does your significant other ever question your...
Oh, they don't even notice that.
They only notice when you take it off.
well,
it's true. I'm just telling the truth.
Definitely.
Am I not wrong?
No, you're not. Definitely crack the code there.
No argument.
What do you care, Brad? As long as she takes it off.
As long as it's on the floor, you're in good shape.
What do you care?
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Valerie, we're glad you called. I'm not sure how you feel about it, but thank you, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a great day. Love you.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Good morning. It's Monday. Back to work. School vacay over, so we can kind of somewhat back to normal, right? Brad emailed us and then called us for morning court. He said he's dating a girlfriend for 6 months. She's worn the same bra every day for over 2 weeks now. Is this normal? I feel it's a matter of hygiene, maybe abnormal behavior. Am I wrong? Is it gross? So that's what Brad asked us. So we're getting a good education.
We sure are.
Really good education. A lot of ladies are calling. We have another one. Hey, good morning. What do you say?
I have a comment on the bra.
Okay.
Using the same bra.
Yeah.
So I have two good bras. And one I wear every day for a week. And I just, right when I get home, I take it off. I just use the
Febreze fabric refresher or Lysol, you know, and overnight it just hangs there, and the next day I put it on.
You know what? This is really a good education for the guys.
Is it?
Well, I mean, who doesn't like a little bra talk?
No, you know what? In the morning.
No. Nope.
Right, coffee and bras.
That's it. It's like a public service. I think Brad is
learning. What's big in bras this year?
Probably the same as last year. I'm guessing.
I hope that helps.
All right, thanks.
Laura, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You
bye.
Too. Bye. Bye.
Laura there. Thank you, Laura. Yeah, that's education. Would you, do you have any questions you'd like to ask?
I'm learning a lot. Yeah. No, I don't want to know any of that stuff. No, thank you. Yeah. Don't ask. Don't tell.
Okay.
Let's stick to bras.
Yeah. I think Brad's feeling pretty good about
it
now.
He is.
Good. Very good stuff. Okay. Bon Jovi next for $500. Stay tuned for your first shot.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 8:27. Yeah, so we spoke with Brad earlier about 8:40 for Morning Court. In case you missed it, here's just a brief recap of what Brad had to say.
I've been dating a new girl for about 6 months now. I really like her and everything, but I don't want to even say it. She's been wearing the same bra now for 2 weeks straight. Is that normal for most women?
So anyway, Brad, just wondering if that's normal for most women.
Most women.
Anyway, he's new to the game.
Yeah.
New to the game.
Brand new.
Yes. So he's got questions. But we're here to help. That's what Morning Court's all about.
Yes.
You know, we have listeners weigh in. Help young Brad out.
Yes.
Maybe
give him the support he needs.
Yes. Yes. The support Brad needs from people like Morgan, right? Okay, Morgan, what do you say?
Okay. I know from experience that when I find a good bra, I go back and I buy the same bra, probably the same color, multiple times. And I, whatever. Like, how does he know she's not washing it? I mean, come on.
Well.
Is he living with her?
Kind of. I don't know, but it seems like maybe...
You know what? I like your point, because if she has the same bra, it could be the same bra, but different rotation.
Wow.
Right.
And so he's misconstruing.
You know what this is like?
What?
Morgan and LBF, this is like one of those riddles. How does she... Because she wears 100 of the same bras.
How does she wear the same bra 2 weeks in a row?
Interesting.
And
interesting.
Also, my other point is, I know the second I get home, mine comes off.
No,
so
okay.
It might only be a few hours a day. So
exactly,
that's it.
That's the thing. Like it's not 24. It's just
okay.
No, it's not 24 hours.
I got you.
No way.
Okay. Good stuff, Morgan.
Thank you, Morgan.
Representing
the
ladies. Thank you. ROR, good morning.
I'd like to chime in on the bra thing.
Okay.
What if the roles were reversed and it was a man wearing underwear for 2 weeks straight?
LBF?
Different. Underwear's different than bras. You obviously don't wear a bra. I mean, it's like different skin on skin. And also, you don't wear a bra as long as you wear underwear, hopefully. But, you know, like, it's just different.
Yeah.
Trust us.
You know this. You know this.
You know this.
I was just curious.
You just wanted to say underwear.
I don't even know what the equivalent would be. I don't think there is one.
Well, it's okay. Let's just say a T-shirt. All right, let's just do it. Well, my husband wears the same T-shirt every day, takes it off, like puts it on, then takes it off at 5 o'clock at night, and he wears it every day.
You'd have questions.
You might have questions.
You would have
You'd
questions.
Be like, well, it's every day. That seems a lot.
Right.
But it doesn't smell.
But if it passed the sniff test,
then who cares?
Perhaps he has a man's ear or a bro.
Those are absent. Yeah, it could be that.
Yeah.
But, all right.
No. Underwear, apples and
Thank
oranges.
You.
Okay. Bye.
And a banana.
That's fruit. No. I thought you were talking about Fruit of the Loom now. I see where you went. Okay.
God.
Yeah. Good, Brian.
Exactly
and grapes.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit of the Loom. Well, I think one of my best call advice, I don't know if it made it to the airwaves because we had a lot, was the person who said, take her to Victoria's Secret. For her next, whatever the next occasion is.
Yeah.
And then just let her pick what she wants. Right?
I guess.
Just resupplies the closet.
If he really cares.
If he really cares.
Yeah.
But bottom line is, if you're not noticing anything you know, malodorous, then it's
malodorous.
All good.
Malodorous.
Yes, you don't want anything malodorous.
Okay.
In the house.
No, you don't.
So if he's not noticing that.
Yeah, then it's fine.
It's
just
all good.
Go with it.
There you go, Brad. You guys stay in touch.
Yeah, don't look a gift bra on the. Don't look a workhorse in the mouth.
Okay. Well, I'd stop. Yeah. Reverse. Check the mirrors. Okay.
Yeah, checking the mirrors.
Yeah, I would. Back it up.
Camera.
Okay. Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Oh, yeah.
LBF. We're going to go into the Oscars, right?
Yes. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and oh my God, Halle Berry's hair. And a new power couple that was introduced.
All right.
Hey.
That's good. The boys are back in town. It's Thin Lizzy for you, okay?
Hey.
Thin Lizzy never wore the same bra twice. Didn't need to.
No,
thanks. No. It's 8:32. Here we go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.